And once again, this is The Blob, along with my co-host, King Cow. And you're here for another edition of Vinyl Rhetoric. Hey, King Cow, what's going on, man?
Not much. What's up, Blob?
Oh, man. You know, rainy day today.
Oh, it sucked.
And considering what you do,
it rained all day long.
And you got to walk around in it.
It's still raining.
Hey, just out of curiosity, though, when you, like, work out in it for hours, right? I mean, walking in it, I assume.
Right.
And so you really, you know, would get wet unless you were prepared, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you didn't really get wet, right?
No, not really.
Okay. Right. I need you to talk to Reese.
Why?
Well, yeah, he apparently rode his bike to school, didn't we?
Okay.
And wondered why his backpack...
It was
and everything
soaked.
In it was soaked.
Because when that back tire spins up, it shoots everything on your back. Funny.
It's like, dude.
Yeah.
I can't understand why he did what he did, but
I guess you learn. And you ride into the wind. I mean into the rain. As you're riding the bike, you pedal through the rain. So then your whole you can get soaked.
Yeah, and he was.
Yeah.
I go, did
I've a couple times I've ridden my bike in the rain.
No, yeah. Oh, I have.
It's not good.
It's heavy. You actually
gain weight.
Yeah, yeah. There's probably 3 pounds of water on you.
So, what have the people downloaded?
Oh, I don't know.
The podcast.
Oh, you think they're gonna the podcast?
Vinyl Rhetoric.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Hopefully they downloaded it. Hopefully yeah. They're not listening to us through the door. That would be scary.
Well,
or we'd have groupies.
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, where is it? The bar in Texas or the bar in Oklahoma or wherever the bar is where the roadies have the fight for Lynyrd Skynyrd.
What?
I don't know. There's some song they sing.
You got that right.
Yeah. No, it's not that one. No, it's the one where Sweet Home Alabama. It's not Freebird, but there's some song where there's a fight in the bar. I mean, a fight.
I like to drink and dance all night.
No. See, you're it's a popular one. It's not a more obscure one.
Oh,
I mean, not that that's
in the Skynyrd collection.
Yeah, I don't know where they I know it's not the one with Muscle Shoals and that's Sweet Home Alabama.
Yes.
That one's for sure Sweet Home Alabama. No, where they got kicked out of the crew and the man in the crew had a fight in the bar or up in the room or I don't know what one it is.
I can't seem to track that one.
I don't know. I
know a lot of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
All I can think of right now is you ain't know the motor. That's all I can think of.
I figured so much. That you can't tell me, man, really, this is going to be too much.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, okay. But, I'll survive it.
Okay.
You might not, but I will.
Thank you for downloading our podcast.
Yeah.
This is Vinyl Rhetoric. You can follow us on Twitter at vinyl_rhetoric.
Or you can send us an email at vinylrhetoric@gmail.com.
And you can like us on Facebook.
At Vinyl Rhetoric.
Yeah, just Vinyl Rhetoric. And, you know, leave comments. Let us know what you think. Say hi. Yeah, stop by. Give us a shout out, whatever.
Give us an album.
Yeah, let us know how you've liked it so far.
But I mean, what you're enjoying about it and what you're not.
Because we're enjoying everything.
Oh, yeah.
At least I am.
Yeah. I've, you know, kind of enjoying these, you know, 2 or 3 hours of just sitting and kind of doing nothing.
Talking and putting this thing right in my mouth, this big bulbous.
The sock.
Yeah, the sock puppet.
The sock puppet.
So, I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying this immensely.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, I like it better than my job, just so you know.
Well, since I'm not working right now, I guess it's an improvement all the way around. At least for me, anyway.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, it's one way to look at it. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that's the way I'd want it looked at, but hey.
Yeah.
The potential is there, so.
Looked like one of the crew had a run with one of the guests.
Yeah. What's your name?
That's the song.
Okay.
Yeah. I knew you'd know it eventually. So the whole time you were talking, I don't know what you said, because all I'm thinking is, what's that song? What's that song? What's that song?
Yeah. Okay. And then you're asking me, and I think I know pretty much everything, and I couldn't grasp the...
I've still been on a high for 3 or 4 days.
Have you now?
I don't even know. Whenever this recording thing kind of runs together.
Okay.
So when you liked the Daz Band, I'm still like up here thinking, oh man, I still can't believe that. It was cool. Yeah. So I'm hoping. I'm just okay. I'm gonna play this one next, and I've got my next four albums already lined up, ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a little too early for me.
Oh, I'm. Yeah, because this is my life. I work. I come home. Okay, what albums do I want? I find a couple albums. I do them, and then. You know, either come over here and do some recording or whatever other stuff I have to do, and maybe even do my husbandly duties.
Oh man, there you go.
Okay, yes, I'll stay and watch shows with you. So
yep, yeah. Pretty much. Except, we have to.
Except I haven't done that in a while. I haven't watched shows.
Really?
Yeah. Every time I come home, she's in bed.
Oh really?
Yeah. 11:30 or 11:45, I think.
Oh.
10 o'clock.
Damn. Yeah, I don't even. I got no clue when she goes to bed.
Yeah. So.
You know, I mean, I don't know what. Once we get down about midnight.
Yeah.
Maybe
it was.
Maybe
it was about 11:30, 11:40. And,
she's like, "Yeah, I was been here since 10:30."
Huh?
Yeah, I'm like, "Oh, really? All right." No wonder it was so quiet.
Yeah. So that's why you have no background noise.
Yeah, yeah, you don't. Well, who knows?
Anyway.
I'll probably knock something over here in a minute.
So hopefully, by the time we get to episode 100,
yeah,
we'll have 2 or 3 followers. More than we have now.
Your mom's still not going to like us.
I know. Not until I play an Elvis album.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll play the Moody Blue album, the one that's blue. So they pressed it on blue vinyl.
Oh, really?
Actual blue vinyl. Yeah, it's cool. So again, one of the things that I miss from albums is they did some artists did some cool stuff. I know that Paradise Theater, the flip side of Paradise Theater by Styx.
Yep.
They etched the Paradise Theater in the back of the album. Oh, it's badass looking.
Really?
Yeah. So if you hold it, you can see the, and I believe so. If you look at the album cover, Paradise Theater is all run down, but when you take the album out and you hold it properly in the light, and you can see the etching, but I think it's the Paradise Theater, and in its glory.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that kind of thing. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Interesting.
It's a cool album, so I might end up playing that one. I came out, I think, either 80 or 81.
Okay.
But I know for sure it was our senior ball theme or whatever they call that. Not our senior balling theme, but the theme for our senior ball.
Okay.
Or senior prom or whatever it was. I don't know. I didn't go.
Oh, you didn't go?
I did not
go. You did not go?
I did not go.
I actually did go.
Yeah.
I'm not.
did you go? Okay.
Yeah. I wasn't there. Yeah. No, I was not there.
So anyway, that they did that. I know that, like I said, the Moody Blues, the vinyl is blue. I don't know how, if they're all like that or, because they say, oh, a special blue disc.
Yeah, how many did they put out?
Yeah, that's, I don't know. You know, I got some. I got a Queen one that on the front, it's all of them in beggar's clothes, which is what they wear in the a kind of magic video. And then on the back, the half of the album is says, talks about, it's the Highlander, and then the other half of the picture is the Kurgan, the bad guy from the Highlander.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right. That's pretty badass looking too.
You like that?
Oh, I loved that movie.
Yeah, you were a big Highlander fan.
Yeah, me. Well, my roommates all knew that I loved Queen.
Right.
And I found out they were doing the soundtrack for this. I'm going. So when it came out, we all went. I think my girlfriend, wife now, my roommate, and I think it was just maybe one other roommate, but we went and we were like, because it was a cool movie, first one especially. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
No.
It's basically some dude that gets born and they go to he's living in a 1400s. I'm gonna say 1400 in Scotland, and then they have this clan war, and he gets killed. Except for someone stabbed him, and then later on that day, after the fight, he's like, "Hey, I'm cool. What?" And they're all looking at him like, "What the hell's happening?" So they kind of ban him. Then I think Sean Connery shows up and tells him, "Yeah, you can't die. The only way you can die is if they chop your head off." And then it progresses through the movie, different. They're not Highlanders, but immortals fighting each other.
Gotcha.
Until there's only two, the Kurgan, that was way back with him in
1400.
Yeah.
Okay.
And him. Whatever his name is, I would say Conor McGregor, but it's not Conor McGregor. It's Conor something.
Did you hear about?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
I think that's why his name popped up. Yeah, I totally think that's fake. I think it was staged WWF style. That's just my opinion.
You know, I sort of kind of feel the same way.
It may have gotten out of control, but I think whatever. I think something was supposed to happen, and just to make publicity for their event.
They might have just done it on that. You know, I mean, they could have possibly done it that, you know, literally committed the alleged assault.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, but I can see where it would be like, well, it's bad, but if we spin it just right, we can actually make this work.
Yeah, maybe.
You know.
Or it was staged the whole time.
I tried to suggest that to Cody. He wouldn't accept it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm not a, whatever they are. They're not WWE. What are they?
UFC.
Yeah, I'm not a UFC fan, so.
Oh, okay.
Or a WWE fan. So either one. Yeah, whatever.
I watch the fights. I mean, it's, you know, it's not something I watch all the time.
I don't even watch the fights.
Not at all, huh?
Nope.
I kind of enjoy it.
Yeah.
I mean, just see, you know, see some people just pound
beat
on
the crap out of each other. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I mean, let's see, three 5-minute rounds.
So, yeah.
You fight three 5-minute like rounds. Yeah. And then the title fights are five-minute
rounds?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so.
Oh, that's cool.
It's interesting. Yeah. I mean, I've seen some really neat stuff. Like, really? Oh. And you just put that guy to sleep? Wow.
Yeah.
You know, or just gets you an arm bar. Oh!
that's when I'm... That would hurt. I'll tap out. I'll just tap out.
That's what I think comes down to.
Yeah, there was a show. I can't remember the name of it. It was Chumps versus something. It was on one of those Lifetime or one of the, I don't think it was Lifetime, but it was a channel like that.
Okay.
Sci-fi, but it wasn't sci-fi either. But basically they had dudes were coming, and I only saw, I think, one episode. They were coming and doing some things against guys. Jerry Rice was in it, and one of the early UFC guys was in it.
Really?
Yeah, and so they had to do different things with them, and one of them was guard. They were guarding Jerry Rice when he was going out to receive a pass, and then Then one of the other thing, they had to do something with the UFC guy. And it was funny watching them try and, because he was like faking like he was being all roided up. But he was laughing because, you know, you guys are all, in my mind, I think he was like, these are all pussies. But yeah, it was okay. I mean, I thought for one episode, oh, cool. But didn't really think, oh, I want to watch this again and again and again.
Yeah. Usually it only takes one time to see it and you go, okay.
Yeah, right. I saw it.
And I think, you know, it's probably publicity stunt. I mean, if it didn't start that way, I think it's trying to be spun that way. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, but, because I don't know. I wouldn't hear.
Yeah.
You know, and I guarantee you nothing I'm going to hear on the news or radio or TV are going to make me go, oh, that's what happened. I know.
Right.
You know.
So, what album do you have for us today?
Robin Trower. Name of the album's Victims of the Fury.
All right.
I love Trower.
Good guitar player.
Yeah, he much so is. Right. And a good writer.
Yeah.
This is later in his career.
Later than?
Oh, I think he started in like 69. Oh,
okay.
You know, no, actually before that. No, that's about right. Yeah. I just liked him, you know. A lot of times I'd just be sitting around, just kind of spaced out, you know, and put this on. And it was just a nice, kind of smooth, mellow, good guitar work. I mean, phenomenal guitar work. So, I mean, I just think you'll like it. I've liked the album, you know. I wouldn't have it if I didn't like it.
Right.
So, but sometimes it's nice to get back and hear it again.
Good.
So, would you like to partake of it?
Sure. Let's
first song, Jack and Jill.
All right.
Robin Trower.
Victims of the Fury.
Jack went down to the forest for somewhere to live.
Yeah. All right. You know, it's Robin Schrauer.
Okay. I'm going to say, I got two things to say, two things to ask. One thing to ask and one thing to say. I think that song.
What do you want to do first?
I'll do the say.
Okay.
That right. song sounded like it was written just so he could play guitar.
Pretty much.
Which is kind of cool.
Interesting.
And then
I never looked at it like that.
It sounded like, well, he's writing, whoever's writing the song, I don't know if Robin Trower is writing the song or if it's the band or if, but the song is, the guitar is, some songs, a lot, most songs, the vocals are the main part of the song with maybe a little guitar solo or a drum solo. That was written, sounded like it was written purely just to showcase, highlight his guitar playing.
Yes.
So that was cool.
That's kind of the whole album.
Yeah. I saw Gary Hoey and that's what it was. Yeah, he sang, but just watching him play guitar was fantastic.
Yeah.
And the second question, or now the second part, question, does he do the singing? Is Robin Trower sing or do they have somebody else sing?
Sometimes the bass player sings.
Okay. I'm just curious.
But he does a lot of the vocals.
Yeah,
you know.
The
especially your earlier stuff.
Vocals weren't the main part of that song.
No.
But cool song. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. If you like just listening to guitar, I could see someone really enjoying someone like Robin Trower.
Oh yeah.
You know, because you know, some other good guitar players, Eddie Van Halen, Eric Clapton, they have, you know, they still have vocals and they're not always, their main part of their song is when they do a guitar solo. That whole pretty song much. Was almost like the guitar solo.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, the way I see it is like him and his guitar are singing together,
right. Yes.
You know, and so a lot of times when you hear the guitar,
when you hear the guitar, it's just blending with his voice. In fact, it's his voice is sometimes a backup vocal, and the guitar is the vocal.
Is the vocal? Yes. Yeah. I've just always liked them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, from an early, I mean, I've. You know, I'll eventually play something from earlier in his career. And he wrote some almost, I don't know, kind of like a Pink Floyd kind of style. So, you know, kind of because the UK stuff.
Okay.
So, you know, basically just a lot of guitar play.
Well,
lots of it.
I'm going to say, go out on a limb and say they didn't play a lot of Robin Trower on the radio.
Kind of hard to when some of the 7-8 minute long song.
Right.
You know, we'll be right back after this for the second half of the song.
Yeah, I think. How long was Stairway?
Oh, I thought it was like
6 minutes, five minutes?
I thought it was like 5.5, 6, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, every once in a while they'll play a long song. Because Bohemian Rhapsody, I think, is 6:10 or something in that neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, well, if you can get it in the 3 minute slot for the song,
and
then maybe you'll get some airplay.
The radio station to play it.
Yeah, I mean, eventually I want to get to the. Well, I was hoping we could do the 2112 together.
Oh,
Rush. Yeah, so I was just thinking about that kind of during the day, which was stupid of me, but
what to think?
No, just
stupid of you to think.
It was. Oh, yeah, it's been real stupid of me to think today.
Oh, just today?
Just today.
Okay, I'm going to politely disagree.
Okay.
I think every day you shouldn't think. You're the blob. You're not the thinker.
It's true. It's true.
I'm sitting here looking at him, right now he's got his hand, his fist on his forehead, and he's taking off his clothes, and now he looks like the thinker. And please put your clothes back on.
It's kind of comfortable.
You know what? We talked about doing one show, just like Dr. Johnny Fever and drinking.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Are we starting there?
And what
right
about
now?
What about doing one show completely naked?
Oh, man. Chili Pepper style?
Yeah, just a sock.
Just a sock.
Or a diaper.
But, you know.
Dealer's choice.
What would be the... Okay, let's see.
I don't know.
This is audio oriented. It's not a visual. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think we get into trouble for the second one.
The sock or the drinking?
The sock.
Oh.
Well, imagine you're going to put the sock on and then drink. I mean.
Well, why is your sock so small? Huh? I'm wearing a booty. It's the smallest sock I could find.
I got mine at the delivery room.
You beat me to it. I was about to say I got mine at Babies R Us.
Oh man.
Yeah, I enjoyed that track.
It was just something I liked, the guitar work. I mean, he's real clean, he's real crisp.
But very, very subdued. It's not over the top.
Yeah.
It's just playing guitar.
Yeah.
Which is kind of
what I like to hear.
Yeah, several times you get different guitar players that want to showcase everything. No, I'm just showing you. I can play. Listen to this. Play some nice clean licks.
Yeah, and the cleanliness, the you know, just right on point.
Yeah.
So
how were you introduced to him?
Probably over at a buddy's house.
The
things I used to, you know.
Oh, that's a big way. You go to someone's house.
Oh, yeah.
And, hey, listen to this. I just got this brand new album. Check this out.
Yeah. That was kind of the gist of it, yeah. You know. I mean, we'd go there. We'd play ping pong at a buddy of mine's house. Ping pong or pool, whichever one we were wanting to do.
Uh-huh.
We played ping pong. We'd put albums on for, you know, a couple hours and play ping pong.
Cool.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't know you played ping pong.
I don't play.
You just held the paddle.
No. At one point I was, you know, well, I wouldn't consider myself competitive by any means. But I mean, I can play ping pong, you know.
All I'm picturing is Jabba the Hutt with a racket in his mouth. That's the blob. I'm just giving you a description of the blob.
Okay.
Yes, I was.
I don't know. I wanted to start out with King.
I was playing with
King. Cow.
I was playing with a ping pong in my udder.
Oh man. He said it was like the size of a golf ball, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same. They're the same. One's just heavier.
Yeah. It made of different materials, too.
Well, that's why one's heavier.
Okay. All right. I stand corrected.
Well, I'm just saying one's heavier. That's all I'm saying.
This is true. You want to hear next
sure.
cut?
Sure. What is the second?
Road... Roads to Freedom.
Roads?
Roads.
Roads plural?
Roads plural.
Yeah.
To Freedom. Yeah. Robin Trower.
Most people take a road to freedom. He's taking roads.
I mean, well, that must mean there is, you know, many, many ways to get.
Yeah, many different ways to get to freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. All right, let's listen to...
Robin Trower, Roads. Victims of the Fury, and we're listening to Roads to Freedom.
Thank you.
Yeah, you were right.
What's that?
Well, he sings with his guitar.
Yeah, definitely does. So it's cool. It's
I hope you can see why I like it.
It's pretty mellow.
Yeah.
It's just casual guitar.
Yeah, and
probably
pretty when you were loaded back in the day, right?
I could see
it did for me.
I never really drank and listened to music.
We did.
I drank and danced to the music.
Yeah, no, we didn't. Well, yeah, we did a drink. I guess our shared drinking, but
I wasn't a stoner.
Yeah, that was.
I was anti-stoner.
Well,
I was the antithesis of a stoner.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of. Well, okay, I see what you're saying.
I didn't smoke pot.
Yeah, yeah. And I stopped. I stopped for a long time. I swore I'd never quit.
I didn't. I never even thought about it, except for once.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was pretty funny. I know one time I was driving to a show, and then they turned over. We were driving to go see the show.
Was that subtle?
Yeah.
Turned over. I like that.
And then they turned over the car. There was three guys. I think we were juniors, and me. And they sparked up, and I was like in the corner. I had my window open. Hey, you want some? No, thanks. And that was it.
So I
laugh when people say peer pressure. I don't know why they didn't peer. I didn't have peer pressure.
Yeah, I wasn't ever pressured anyway.
I said no thanks. I mean, there was one. God, this was the funniest thing. So this dude that I would go to the record store with all the time.
Right.
He was a stoner. I don't know if he wasn't a stoner, but this other guy, both guys we played soccer with, he'd get high. But the other guy, I considered him a stoner. He was like Spicoli.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He was totally like, hey,
no kid.
Yeah, surfer. Wow. It was hilarious.
Oh, man.
So he knew I didn't smoke.
Okay.
So I'd go over, and then they'd spark up, and then they'd have a couple hits. And then I'd go, hey, aren't you going to give me a hit? And he'd get all happy. Oh, yeah. I just was asking if you were going to ask me. I don't want one. And then he'd get all dejected, and the other guy would just laugh his ass off because I must have done it 15 times. I would do it all the time.
Okay.
And he'd fall for it every time, and Pete would laugh every single time. And then we'd all laugh. It was pretty funny.
It just wasn't
my thing.
And
I think a lot of it has to do with I don't really know how to suck things into my lungs. So, you smoke a cigar.
Right.
You just hold it in your mouth.
Right.
That's what I thought you did with cigarettes and pot. I thought you just held it in your mouth.
Uh-huh.
So the one time I tried it, that's what I did. And I'm like, okay, this is doing nothing. But I don't know how to make it go down. And so that's...
You don't know how to breathe?
No, because... Okay, my dad would smoke and cigarette, just smelling the smoke would hurt my... Like, first thing in the morning... It would be going, oh my gosh, this hurt. I don't like this.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't even know if I could do it now. I would do it. If I smoked a cigarette, I would just smoke it like a cigar.
Right.
Or crack. Krakatoa or whatever those things are.
Okay.
You know, the spice cigarettes or whatever they were from. The girls called them Krakatoa. Because I think it was from the land of Krakatoa. But they were cloves, smoking cloves.
Oh.
I don't know if you ever...
Yeah, so taking a hit off a clove smoke.
Okay, so the girls did that. But again, if I smoked the clove cigarette, it just went in my mouth. I just held it in my mouth. And then, so I never took anything... I've never taken anything into my lungs. I don't even know how to... I still don't know how to do it.
Oh, well,
And
I guess that's a... I guess it's a good thing.
It is pretty... I smoked the occasional cigar, and
I don't even do that anymore.
Oh, but you saw that one time, I think two Christmases ago, there was me and you and maybe some my brother-in-laws, and we went in the backyard and smoked cigars.
Okay.
And then one of our nephews said, hey, can I do that? Can I smoke with you?
Oh.
And he smoked, and we were all laughing because after about 5 minutes, he turned a different shade of green.
Well,
that was
who was it?
It was Jaden.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He thought he smoked it like he was smoking a doobie. So he goes, yeah, let me partake. So, okay, sure. And so he got sick, and we all laughed.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you were there. You, me, Rob, Bo.
I don't recall him being sick, though.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. He was green. Yeah.
He
went in for a half hour or 45 minutes, and when he came back out, I don't know if he hurled, but he could have. But yeah,
okay,
I can say this honestly.
Sure.
If I had it, I could listen to this and sip on some drink, like perfect in the summer. Put the headphones on, sit out in the backyard, smoke a cigar, and drink a margarita. And just chill and listen to this and go, I wouldn't even need headphones probably if I could put speakers out there and crank it up.
Yeah.
Not where it's excessively loud.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be loud.
But just enjoy.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of two things. The technical aspect is similar, the at least the guitar playing, to how I would listen to this, how I would listen to Pink Floyd.
Yep.
But then he reminds me a little bit of Montrose.
Okay.
How Montrose plays.
Right.
Which, I mean, when we saw him, and I'm like, I didn't know he sang this song. I didn't know they played that. I always...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just recognized a singer, so I thought Sammy Hagar was... No, it was Montrose. Okay. So, but he reminds me a little of that, too.
Gotcha.
Similar...
Yeah.
Kind of similar style, but
Just
wants to play. I think Montrose is a little more, he would get a little more frenetic and really cut loose.
Because
he seems reserved. Robin Trower, at least these first two songs, he seems like, dude, I like playing and I'm playing. This is what I like this little riff I got going. And then he just expands on it and then just plays.
Well, he's got an interesting style.
Yeah.
In fact, if he comes around again, I'm going to see him.
Okay.
I really would. I at this point, getting back to his old music, I'm like, okay, this is cool.
Well, you know, when I went to see Petty, Steve Winwood opened for him.
Really?
Yeah. So I got to see Steve Winwood, and I told my...
Oh, lucky.
Oh, it was cool. I told my girls, you get to hear, hey, you'll know one song, but I knew for sure
right. There
was one song that I would know.
Gotcha.
Not having a clue that he played all these different bands, and I think there was only one song I didn't know that he played.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
He was cool. It was cool. I know this song. I didn't know it was him. I didn't know he was in Traffic, and I didn't know there was some other group he was in, but I didn't know. I hear the songs and I
the Spencer Davis group.
Once he starts singing, he has a distinctive voice.
Yeah, yeah.
And I enjoy it, but I didn't know he was just like Clapton when I find out, you know, he played with Cream and Yardbirds and so things like that. Wow, I just thought it was Eric Clapton or I just thought it was Sammy Hagar, not Montrose.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's kind of like with Mike, you know, with the Joan Jett.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Right? You know,
same
like,
thing.
I know that song.
So,
yeah.
I think he's not okay. I've always thought Robin Trower was a frenetic guitar player.
Oh, okay.
I've never heard. I just know friends of mine that would listen to, they buy Robin Trower albums. I never really, I bought some albums, they bought some albums. We wouldn't go, okay, let's go play our albums together. Usually we'd split up or he'd play the one that we both were interested in getting first.
Right.
And then so he'd listen to, I know he liked Robin Trower.
Right.
But he'd listen to that later. He liked Tommy Bolin. He liked a whole bunch of things that didn't get a lot of wide airplay.
Right. Yeah.
So, and I could see... Yeah. I could see this being played on the radio, but they never, they wouldn't play it because it's not commercial enough. To me,
it's not. It doesn't fit the style.
It's music. It's just music that someone that, in this case, Robin Trower wants to play.
Yeah.
And the radio station says, "Oh, it doesn't have that catchy pop hit. We can't play this." But I'm enjoying it. It's
a good album.
It's a good album.
I mean, it's stable. You know, it's something, and it's something I can just kind of, you know. Hey, like if you got it in and, you know, played it on disc or something and it gets to play all the way through, it's a really nice. Yeah,
this isn't the album that I put on to get pumped up before I'm going to go out dancing.
No. You know what this is? You know what it was good for?
This is the album I come back when I come back home and I'm like, I'm ready for bed.
Oh, okay. Well, this would be like right before you got loaded.
Yeah.
You know, you'd play this. And then when you start to get loaded, then you'd put in the Floyd.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's kind of
the way. So this is the appetizer, and then Floyd's the main course.
Yeah, it was kind of a...
Got it.
You know, I never looked at it from the...
I didn't either until you just said...
chef's perspective. or the dining experience. Anyway, you want to hear the next one?
Cut three?
Actually, it's title of the album. Victims of the Fury.
Oh, all right.
So here it is, Robin Trower, Victims of the Fury.
Thank you.
What'd you think of that?
I like that. Two thoughts. Thought that song sounded a lot like Cream.
Okay, all right.
And he really, I think his guitar playing is very subdued. That he's just
I think it's just an extension of his voice.
I agree.
You know, I mean his.
But his guitar solo wasn't. It's not frenetic. It's not in your face. It's, hey, I'm playing guitar. Check this out.
Kind of just like, just under the peak.
Yeah, it's you know, very cool.
Yeah, like I said, it was. You know, when I was a kid, or well, becoming a young adult, well, this is what we were listening to.
Yeah,
you know, it's so.
Not see that's not. I think when I was a kid, I was listening to Jim Croce, B.J. Thomas.
Okay.
I had Fleetwood Rumors, Fleetwood Mac.
Eagles. My wife's got that album.
The Eagles, Greatest Hits.
Okay.
71 to 75. What else? This one, which may be played around Christmas. Scrooge soundtrack. Yeah. Albert Finney plays Scrooge. It's a musical.
Okay.
He really doesn't sing too much.
He doesn't sing.
No, he doesn't really sing. Okay. Everybody else sings, but his singing is like, ah, I like life. And so he's...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if he couldn't sing and they adjusted or... if that was just the whole plan. But so when I saw, I really liked that movie when we saw it. And
okay.
And so I have the sound, I got the soundtrack for that. And, you know, early on, I didn't really get into rock.
Yeah.
So,
you know.
So you may hear one of my Captain and Tennille albums.
Yeah. Oh,
Love Will Keep Us Together. Yeah. So the songs, these are the songs that I heard on the radio.
Right.
Okay, I like that. It's just, you know, it took a while for me to hit my stride.
Okay. All right.
And even my stride is going to be
way out there.
Yeah, it's going to be inconsistent. Big stride, little stride, tripping, that kind of thing.
Yeah, three weeks in a coma, hitting my head on something.
Yeah, well, I'm noticing a pattern. You like a lot of really, I think you like Southern rock. You like rock, where traditional, you know, good players.
Yeah,
like Robin Trower or. A real traditional guitarist.
Yeah.
And
I prefer that anyway.
I could see you liking things like the Doobies, Fog Hat.
Sure.
In
fact, that's coming up.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Well, at least on my end.
I know you like Ted Nugent.
Oh, yeah.
So I think you like a little, I'm not going to say harder, but... that style.
I lean on like hard funk.
So that's that's your wheelhouse.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where mine, I like sounds.
Well, not entirely on my end. I mean, it's like.
No, because you like different things. Well, I'm still, you know, you like the Daz Band.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
yeah.
That first cut, you were all raving about it.
Oh, that was. I'm telling you, man, I was getting it.
So I like that stuff, but then I like mellow stuff. Okay, Jesse's Girl. I don't know, you know that song?
Yeah, yeah.
I love that song, Rick Springfield.
Rick Springfield.
I love that song, but I think the last song on that album side is a Sammy Hagar tune, which he made into a big hit. I've Done Everything for You.
Oh, and okay,
and,
all right,
and I'd never heard it until I heard it from Rick Springfield.
Really?
Yeah, and it's awesome cut. And we went when I saw Sammy Hagar, he's talking about it. Yeah, some dude came up to me and said, "Hey, can I play this song?" And I said, "Yeah, it's not really a big hit. Sure, go ahead and play it." And then he turns it into a huge, successful hit. He said that on stage. It was pretty funny. As soon as he was saying it, I already knew who it was and what song he was talking about.
What was it?
I've Done Everything for You.
Oh, okay.
Because
Rick Springfield, gotcha.
The Sammy Hagar version's different. And the first time it came on, he's got a longer intro, and I heard it on the radio, and my wife thought, I don't know. I go, you know the song. But she didn't know it by Sammy Hagar. She knew it by Rick Springfield.
Gotcha.
And when he started singing, then she knew. But it's just a different intro. And it's funny hearing if you hear a song by a different artist that you know the song, but then it's just a little different. It's not even, because the way that song is sung, his Rick Springfield, it makes it a little more poppy.
Okay, yeah,
and,
sure.
And Sammy Hagar just,
Sammy Hagar grinds it out.
Yeah, it's they sound similar, but they're different.
Yeah, gotcha.
So, you know, I thought that's the one we, Victims of the Fury, which we just heard, was really, it sounded like, his guitar sounded like the Cream, that, you know, that heavy, and it wasn't,
yes.
It's not distortion, but it's, I don't know what.
But Robin Trier, UK.
Yes, yes, I know.
Clapton, he's from UK.
The same place.
Yeah, I mean.
And same, you know, similar age.
Steve Winwood.
Yes, I know. You know, I noticed that they're all.
European.
From the same, you know, they're from the same, not area, but the same country. They're they probably all grew up listening to the same things. They have similar influences.
Yeah.
But I really heard on that one, like, seemed like Cream.
Okay. Yeah. Know. Yeah. Ginger Baker and him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Gotcha.
Cool. I
hope, I mean, it's something I liked. It's kind of a nice laid back evening, you know, just listen to some music. And remember what I said about this was like, you know, if you had that fast music, for us, there was middle music, and then there was like other stuff that would be more psychedelic, you might say.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so that was like a nice little ride down to, you know, sit around and then listen to, I don't know. Maybe I'll play. I can show you next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this album to me is the kind of album where if you're getting ready to go out and you're pre-gaming, you listen to it and you're not, it's not firing you up. You're just listening to be relaxed and
yes,
chill.
Yeah.
But when you go out, you're not going out to go tear up the town. You're just going out to, I'm going to go to dinner, or I'm going to have
a new experience.
Cocktail. Yeah. You're not going to go crazy.
No.
Or I would also listen to this if you were, like you said, spending the night at home.
Yeah.
And saying, hey, I want to hear something upbeat.
Yeah.
But not up tempo.
Yeah.
And
gotcha.
And so this is the kind of music where you, and like I said earlier, sip a drink.
Yeah.
Like smoke a cigar.
Yeah.
Smoke a dub, I guess.
Well,
whatever. But you're relaxing. You put it on and you just, hey, chill.
Yeah.
Right? I'm enjoying it.
You know, just not do anything. Just listen.
Right.
You know, let the music move you.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So if you want some more music to move you, we could listen to The Ring.
Is that the fourth?
That would be the fourth cut on
all
this
right.
side. So.
All right. Cut four, The Ring?
The Ring, yeah.
Robin Trower.
Try
Yeah. So
did you ring?
I mean,
I'm telling you, he. It
nothing
sounds,
special, just very.
No, it's just guitar.
Yeah, basically, every note he sings, he's playing with his guitar as well.
Yeah,
you know, it's kind of like a weird harmony thing, I guess.
I agree.
You know,
he's serenading with his guitar.
Yeah, yeah,
it's cool. I
kind of got that. What is it? Cyrano de Bergerac. Yeah, thing kind of going
yeah.
on.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
All right.
I think that again. That really sounded like a Cream song or...
Yeah.
you know, that genre.
Yeah. Well, you know, he does eventually... I'll probably play it. I mean, eventually I know I'll play it because I do like the album. He's with Jack Bruce.
Okay.
From Cream.
Right.
Right. And
Ginger Baker, Eric Clapton.
I don't think Ginger Baker...
Jack Bruce.
Right.
And I know that there was another one where... Oh, no, I was going to say... because. Baker. I wonder if it is. Is it Baker?
The butcher, the baker, the
and Candlestick Baker.
Yeah.
No, Bruce Baker and BBC. I have an album, and it's Bruce Baker and maybe
Clapton.
It's not Clapton. It's somebody else. So maybe it's not BBC. But there's a album that they put out after years after, probably the. Mid to late 90s.
Okay.
And that it was them playing together.
Oh, okay. All but right.
Somebody else.
All right. Well,
I don't think, I mean, I'd have to look because I have it on CD, whatever.
Oh, okay.
It
got it.
So
got
it's it. Not on my album list. It's in yeah. that everything we've been playing has been
off albums,
off of vinyl.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure you all can hear the occasional pop. As the record, you know, the recording, we do have a little bit of click removal.
Yeah, we
in the program.
Well, you do that when you.
I do
yeah,
do it.
Okay.
I do.
That's what I thought.
But originally, the first time we tried taking out all, you could see if you're looking at the actual file,
yeah.
the music file, you can see the big click where. And you can hear it, obviously, where it pops. We were opening it up and trying to change them all. And, well, I say we. I wasn't doing it. I was falling asleep watching as one, two.
It was
time-consuming. And then we found, oh, there's a cheat for it.
You could do this quicker.
Yeah.
It's nice to learn.
They were just trying to clean it up because these albums, when's this? What year is this one? 77?
79, I think.
Yeah.
So 79, I believe.
So we played things that are 50 years old. Between so far, we played everything has been between. I'm gonna say at least 30 years old.
Oh yeah.
Our vinyl is at least 30 years old.
Back to 38, I think. Yeah.
So
yeah, it's kind of scratchy.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not bad.
No, it's not.
No.
But it's this is
to... and what we learned with editing,
we
can actually make ourselves sound like really crusty voices in a really nice room or something. That's all I'm capable of giving out. So
a crusty voice or a real nice room?
Crusty voice.
Oh, I like
the
it.
The room will never be spectacular. I don't think.
I don't know. A couple last episode. What'd you call it? What'd they call you in high school? The lobinator?
Oh, your lobliness.
Your lobliness. Yeah. Not your blobliness, your lobliness.
Your lobliness.
Okay, I just got to remember that.
Yeah, you know, it was...
Well, I remember Twitter, I remember Facebook, but I don't remember your lobliness.
Yeah, well, you weren't around.
No, I mean, I don't remember. I don't remember from last...
Oh, yeah.
5 days ago or whatever it was when we met.
You
got
to meet them, because I can't remember this morning, so...
Oh, well.
I mean, in chunks and bits and pieces, if I get it on a roll, I can actually go, oh, yeah, I did this.
That's
funny.
And
I did that, and I took care of the, oh, wow, I actually did something that I didn't think I did. So, yeah.
When you're good when
lucky
you do
me.
It, and it's already done? Are you sure
somebody else
didn't do it for you?
It's possible.
Okay.
It's possible, because, you know, that afternoon nap's got to, you know, got to work for you.
I know if I thought I didn't do it, I'd take credit. I'd say thank you. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah, anytime. You know, I mean, unless you're around and I'm here,
yeah,
then I'm not going to do nothing.
Yeah.
You know.
So, how did he ever play with any groups, or was he always Robin Trower?
Just Robin Trower.
Okay.
You know, and he, you know, backup guy. Well, I wouldn't say backup guys, but you know,
the rest of his.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of musicians in the world.
Yes.
You know, you might start out with several people and...
And then they filter in and out.
Yeah.
But...
You know, but... I mean, a lot of these, they seek out, you know, players.
I could see a lot of players, a lot of musicians wanting to play with Robin Trower.
And this is Power Trio.
It's three?
Yeah, it's Power Trio, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Drums, bass, guitar.
Yeah, drums, bass, guitar.
Oh, cool.
I don't know.
Okay, another thing that I guess you like... You've mentioned Rush, Threesome.
Yeah.
ZZ Top, Threesome.
Okay.
Robin Trower, Threesome.
Okay.
So I'm just, I guess you like that style, bass, guitar, drums.
Yeah, three-piece band. It was always...
One of the only three-piece bands that I know that I like, Stray Cats.
Sure, yeah.
Bass, guitar, drums, but...
And sometimes unplugged.
Yeah, because a lot of the music I listen to, the guys, there's lots of synthetic music.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So they just have different people have lots of guitar. I mean, sounds coming out of a synthesizer.
Yes. Most definitely.
So you're going to hear some of that. You might even hear it on my next pick.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I can understand that. I mean, I now know what I'm playing next. Oh, thank you.
Cool. Oh,
yeah. I know. Really. Seriously. I'm going. Oh, okay. Great. I know. Now I know where to go here.
I do my best to help.
Thank you so much. You know, without your investment in the environment, I wouldn't survive.
Environment. Okay.
Yeah. We can hear the last song if you're, you know, kind of up to it.
Yeah, the final cut on Victims of Fury.
Yeah, Robin Trower.
It's called Victims of the Fury.
Victims of the Fury, Robin Trower. This is Only Time.
Only Time. All right. Thank you.
Now, think about it. Think about it. Play animals right after that.
Yeah, I could see. I could see that. That's warm up act, and then the closer comes in.
Yeah, just kind of. But you know, it kind of takes you right down to the bottom. Because you know, I could listen to this and then go right into some old Robin Trower.
Mm. Right? Yeah, good stuff. I enjoyed that.
You know, it was weird. You know,
I think it really, the whole album reminded me of Cream.
Really?
Is Cream a three-piece band?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. It just it kind of sounds the same as some of their song, the way sure. he sings, yeah. the guitar work. I
the way the songs are, you know, arranged.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I see. It just seems similar.
Okay.
And you know, yeah. it's yeah. not.
I like what I like.
Yeah, it's not bad. Well, yeah, it's not bad at all.
Yeah, you know, it's. It was good to just kind of relax too.
Yeah,
you know,
different than,
yeah,
different. Some of than I'm enjoying what we're going through because I'm hearing different things from.
You know, yeah, you wait till next
Johnny Winter to Soundgarden.
Yeah,
and everything in between.
Oh yeah,
but
it's going to get more eclectic than that. You know it is.
But the stuff you're sampling for us is. Not the same as the stuff I'm sampling.
Oh which, yeah.
So I'm being exposed to something.
Exposure.
Yeah, you're exposing yourself to me.
Yeah.
And I'm really liking it.
Thank you.
Yeah. That didn't come out right.
That didn't. No. That did.
Well, yes, it did.
You should stop talking.
Yeah. I really. That was a good album. It was or good album side.
Yeah, it was a good side.
And it's
the other side's similar.
I'm sure. You know? I'm going to say something that...
You know, there's the formula that works on both sides, right. So, you know.
Something that I don't know if it still goes on, but I believe every one of those songs on that side never ended. They all faded out. And that's...
They're just continuing to record.
Yes, it's hilarious. So that's what I was thinking. They're just... Especially that last one, I'm listening, and okay, they started... Okay, this is where we're going to jam... And I heard, you know, I heard that bass going,
yeah,
and then the drums and the guitar were he was interspersing,
yeah.
And as it just faded out, but it was still they were still playing.
They were all still playing, yeah.
So I'm rather amused because a lot of music, that's how it used to it would just fade out,
yeah, right.
Because either they couldn't figure out the end of the song or the song kept on going, and the music label said this is all. This is all you're doing. We're doing it. We're ending it here.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
there's plenty of songs that you hear that have an actual ending where they
yes.
they close the song out. But I was amused at that.
Kinda, okay. I never looked at it like that before.
Because what we're doing is we're listening, at least myself, I'm listening to stuff with headphones on, my eyes closed, and really trying to... Especially the stuff I don't know, all the albums you're picking, I'm trying to listen to it with a critical ear and pick out what I like, what I don't like, and for the most part, I've liked everything
except the one Soundgarden, yeah. If I'm not mistaken.
Yes, correct.
And that was the one Soundgarden song, not that.
Yeah, I like the rest of it.
Yeah,
but I'm enjoying listening. This is how I used to listen to albums. Just kick back and it was me usually by myself, or you know with a friend over, and we just turn it on and listen.
Yeah.
So it's a little nostalgic because it's bringing that back. But then I'm spinning some discs that I don't I think I told you I don't know if I told you when we were doing the podcast or off air, but I'm putting the album on. The turntable,
yeah.
Starting, recording as soon as I record, with yours, I'm leaving. I'm going to do something now. I may be in the room, but I'm not really listening.
Yeah.
I know today.
Yeah, the difference between hearing something and listening.
Yeah.
Something.
So
you know.
So I'm not really getting that. I did it once. One song I heard, and it's because it was the Animals. Album.
Okay.
The song I was hoping so much you would pick that side.
Really?
Because of that song, I heard it, because I was reading the words before, when I took it out, I was reading the words. I said, what the hell is
interesting stuff,
Roger Waters writing? And so I listened when that came on and was really blown away by it. But I'm trying not to listen, so it's my... So when I hear it,
so you're helping to surprise yourself.
Yeah, when I'm hearing it, it's the first time I've heard it.
Good.
And even with mine, I haven't heard them in some of them in a long time.
In a long time, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm usually hearing the first part of the song and the last part of the song when I'm editing it so it will be, you know, to
it's
fit
in
our format. So I'm cutting out all the intros, scratch and pop, the whatever it's called, when it's exiting, the intro, outro, all the outro, the spinning and cracking and popping. So I'm cutting all that, and then the blank space in between the disc, in between each cut.
Yeah,
So I'm hearing a little bit of the beginning, but I'm not even listening to that. I'm listening, okay, cut, oh, perfect, and then go into the end, and then once I know I'm perfect, then I just save it as whatever the song is. But I really did like this. I thought it was.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate that.
I'll tell you this. Johnny Winter was, when I was recording that, my brother-in-law came over, and so I was going to do his taxes, and he came in and goes, "This sounds like Muddy Waters."
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And the actual song playing was a tribute to Muddy. That was the name of the song.
Okay. There you
and
go.
I just laughed. I said, "Yeah, I'm kind of listening, but
kinda then listening,
when he
but not listening
then when and... he came when he came in, I wasn't listening at all. I was paying attention to it, doing his taxes.
Yeah, yeah.
But this
otherwise engaged.
Yeah. So I put it on a couple albums ago. I
Good.
Put it on, and I look at how long it takes. And let's say I figure out it's about 22 minutes. So as soon as it starts.
Ooh. Just like your sitcom.
I go out to the other room. I do something. A couple albums ago, I was out weeding in our garden area, trying to get some of that stuff that's overgrown. And So it's really cool. And so coming in here when we're in the studio, or whatever you call it.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, that works.
That I'm really enjoying listening to your albums.
Thank you.
And
I appreciate that.
To be honest, I'm enjoying getting your reactions to my albums. So I'm having a great time.
Yeah, we don't even care about everybody listening. It's just, you know.
So we just play.
I was gonna
play each other's podcasts for each other. Here,
yeah, it's no longer for anybody else. It's just for my consumption only. In fact, I'll get enough voice from him, and then I'll
cut me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. Don't look at it that way. No, I wouldn't do that.
That's so be it.
So be it. Well, you know, I hope you enjoyed that, which you seem to.
I did.
You seem to enjoy that.
Yeah.
Just because I'm giving you exposure.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes. You're exposing me to.
Yeah.
Your musical tastes.
Yeah. Just not like. You know, gamma radiation or something like that. So,
right. Yeah, that would be bad.
That would be bad.
That would be very bad.
Yeah. You know, I used to know a guy. He was a roommate of a friend of mine. And he was a photographer. And he used to go out for like 6 weeks at a time. And he'd go out on a ship. Like transporting liquid petroleum or liquid oil, you know, oil, black gold.
Uh-huh.
But the ships had work, they always had work done on them. Well, he went through and float around in the oil, him and his partner, and they would set up camera equipment to x-ray the welds to make sure. Yeah. And he used to get paid a ton of money to do it, I guess.
Wow.
But it was, and he did float around in the oil. But it was gamma radiation. So imagine the containment field you got to put together before you can even consider warming up the machinery that's actually going to.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was. I was like, wow, really? You did? And no lie, man. I think we neighbors for probably like 4 years. And
was he ever glowing?
No. Okay. He was a really nice guy. You know, I mean,
you can glow and be nice.
Yeah, you know, my boy probably glows a little bit.
Your boy Blue?
Yeah, my boy Blue.
You're my boy Blue.
Hey, Blue. Yeah, you know. So yeah, it's his close proximity to.
Oh yeah. You know. So forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I.
Anyway,
I want to say thank you.
Yeah, you're more than welcome, King Cow.
Yeah. So
I got to perform for the King today.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a cow about it.
Ah.
That was.
Thank
that
you,
was,
your lobliness.
That was weak. Hey, well, I'm not feeling real strong tonight.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, next time maybe you'll be stronger.
And
you'll be strong like bull, I'll be strong like cow.
Oh, there we go. Hey, you know, and so if you guys, you know, want to drop us a line,
tell us
to play an album or side of an album.
Yeah.
I mean,
tweet us.
Yeah.
At @vinyl_rhetoric.
And you can
like us on Facebook.
At Vinyl Rhetoric.
Yeah. So
come say hi.
Yeah.
Come leave a message. Come tell me I sound like I gargle with rocks.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I've always sounded that way, but, you know, yeah.
I never noticed. I just know I'm used to your voice.
Yeah, I can actually talk real nice. It's just weird that.
I can too. Hi, big boy.
I get down into the, you know, creepy monster range.
Yeah, and
so
I don't know.
Yeah, it's really pointless, but whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, look, man, I'll see you next time.
I'll see you next time.
Ladies and gentlemen, have a pleasant day.
Good night.
Good night.